Welcome to the Your Creativity Podcast. We have long-form conversations featuring incredible creatives from all walks of life, sharing their unique journeys and more with our quirky panel of hosts, featuring Dylan Mazziotti, Steve Hatch, Terry Burden, and Jessica Richardson.
Welcome back. We're back for another segment. We are here with more cast members of the Studio C. We are with Adam Berg, Gabby Moore, and Jason Gray. Jason Gray, you've been here all along. Tell us about that, just the changes you've seen and stuff throughout the years before we talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. So, yeah, I was here for the first 7 years. I took a little two-year hiatus and then came back on the show. So I've been here, I think, 13 out of the 17 seasons. So I've got to see the transition from the old cast to new cast and now even more new cast, like, because each season we keep getting new people, so it's been fun to see. I think it's more like SNL now, where it's more rotational and people aren't staying for years and years, but it's been fun to be a part of, and I hope to break Kenan Thompson's record of longest person on a sketch comedy show.
Nice. What is the record?
I think he's at like 20 seasons, so. Ooh, or 20 years.
He's still going.
Yeah, so I got a while.
It's hard to keep up with him.
And you, tell us about yourself.
Oh, this is my second year with the show, but this will technically be my second and third season. But I came in, realizing that the show had a large following already and that there were, like, some favorite sketches and ones that even I had from, like, looking up the show before I auditioned. So I've just really had a good time having fun with everyone and making sure to kind of like keep the energy up and honor the craft and try to just do as best of a job as I can with the sketches that are given, to make sure the show, the quality stays well, because that's all I can do is like do my best. But it's been really, I will say, easy in terms of like everyone has a similar goal. So it's been easy to work with everybody and there's not like a bunch of like weird energy where someone's trying to be like, this is my such and such. It's just been very like seamless because I think everyone has the same goal in mind and we just want to make good work.
And what was your background? You know, they came through Divine Comedy. Did you come up through that? Or
no, what? I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I didn't know much about Studio C at all until it was sent to me through a friend that I took a workshop with. Like, I was like, what is this? And she's like, yeah, just go do the audition. So I was actually pre-med in college, and then I stumbled into theater, which then led to improv and stand-up. And then, like, by the time I came out here, I was doing a one-woman show in Charlotte, and then now I'm doing sketch comedy. So it was a whirlwind for me to get here.
Yeah. And then, and Adam, you were part of the first 9 seasons.
Yes.
So the original crew.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit of your background. Where did you come up through Divine Comedy? Or
I did, yeah. So I came up through Divine Comedy with the original cast. And I'm the only native Utahn in the original cast. So this was like my home base. It was nice that work was at home too. And so my background was not theatrical at all. I just moved down to Provo and I was looking for friends. So I was like, I guess I'll audition for this sketch group. It looks like fun. And that just really took a sharp turn in my life for the better.
Yeah.
And so Divine Comedy, especially, and Studio C a little bit, were my training grounds for writing and acting and getting into this crazy world of entertainment. But I just did Studio C for 7 years, and then the original cast has stayed together for our company JK Studios, and we've done a whole bunch of projects, more sketch, some sitcoms, and now our sketch movie that's coming out next month.
Yeah, I work
really
at Dry Bar,
about.
So I've seen Freelancers and JK at Dry Bar, and those are lots of fun. I was helping with the recording of like the
Dry Bar. Yeah.
So you came in a mask, said hello, I did. Left. So yeah, that's our previous experience.
Wonderful. We're old friends. We go way back.
That group sounds exciting.
Yeah.
So the sketches that you've been part of that have gone viral, which ones of those have, like, surprised you?
Oh, well, Scott Sterling for sure. We liked it, but we sat on the script, I think, for over a year just because of our production schedule. We had to film outside in the summer. And so we were like, this is nice. We'll get to it eventually. And then it really took off, which is super surprising.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, one that that Adam wrote was the Crayon Song. Mm-hmm. And I think that's our most viewed sketch that's performed on stage in front of an audience. And yeah. I mean, we all really like that sketch, but it was funny to see, like, the people who that resonates with. Like, I remember like older people, and like that I was like, this will be probably too weird or dark for them. And they're like, I really resonated with that black crayon character. Yeah. Like, it was cool to see.
Yeah. In fact, we almost didn't get to do it because it was dark for BYU TV.
Yeah.
So we just softened it just a little bit and pulled it off. And so often in the show, as a writer, you'll bring something you really like, and then it sort of gets a mediocre response, and then you'll bring something you feel mediocre about, and that gets a better response. Yeah. Like, I don't understand how the universe works, but the Crayon Song was a rare instance for me as a writer where it's like, I really like this script. I hope it does well, and then it did. And it's like, oh my goodness, this is like lightning in a bottle for me.
Yeah. That's a funny one.
Alita, any of the sketches you've been part of kind of took off? That
I'm sorry, they were so loud. I didn't.
So sketches you were part of, did any of those kind of like explode on social? That surprised you?
Not that I know.
I think the one, I'm sorry, yeah. Just one that I think that's done the best is kind of funny because it's... it's called I Miss the Old Cast.
Yes, the music video.
We're embracing that, like, you know, there's YouTube haters always said, like, I miss the old cast and blah, blah, blah. So we just took comments from, like, the haters, put it into a song.
Yes.
And that's probably, I think, our most viewed one.
Okay, because I was like, which one is the most? But that one, I was going to say that one, because that was a fun one to do, because we got to go in this cool space with, like, the lighting. And one of my dreams is to be in a music video. And I was like, oh, here it is. And they're like, just played the song and let us kind of run around and do whatever we wanted to. So that one was really fun. And it was one of those times where I was like, I think this is funny that we're embracing this, but what if people get mad? But, like, it seemed to be, like, people were like, oh, I like this. Yeah. And even in the comments, there were people who were like, I do miss the old cast, but I really appreciate this sketch. So I love that. And it was a fun one.
Self-awareness is always great.
Oh, yeah.
On the regular podcast, one of our bonus questions is, who was your favorite Muppet and why?
Oh.
So I want to hear that from you guys.
I must say Monster. I just like his energy. He seems like a good time.
He's the one. Is that Animal? Wait, is it?
Oh, Animal.
Okay.
Oh, also
clearly my
Monster.
Favorite. I know a lot about Muppets. Wait.
The one that's just like crazy drummer?
Yeah.
That's Animal.
Okay. That's who I was thinking
Sorry to
of.
Call you out.
No, thank you.
I just saw it.
It's
last
better you
week.
Than people listening, and they're going to send me like weird
I just
messages
saw
like,
last week at Disney
that's
World.
Your favorite.
That's
you don't know his name.
Him.
Yes. He's the orange.
I'll edit it out.
There we go.
The orange one. Thanks, Dylan.
I got you.
I feel like my favorite Muppet is, he's the one in the trash can. Is that Grouch?
Oscar
the Grouch.
You guys are lucky I'm here.
Wow. Yeah. Jason has kids.
He's my favorite just because, like, everybody I meet and, like, just with the way my face looks, they're always like, you're just a joyful person. And I love him because there's pieces of me that are just like him, but no one ever believes it because they're like, you with those dimples? No. And it's like, no, I do. I have that side. So I love Grouch. Yeah. I like Oscar the Grouch.
Mine's probably Gonzo. I feel like he's the unheralded hero of the show, and like Muppet
His
Treasure
name's
Island.
Florg.
No, I just feel like he's just got this spirit and way about him that I envy, and he's just always been my favorite since I've been a little kid.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That's our time.
Sweet.
Yay. Looking
thank
forward
you.
To tonight.
Thanks, Dylan.
The podcast is done, man.